So when did you come into social work then, Miss Harvey?
I'm sorry if I'm a little slow, because you see, I have to get right a long way back. I know, yes.
1919.
Yes.
Yes. Can you remember what that was?
Well, I had been working over the north of England in speaking to meetings about the Church Pastoral Aid Society.
Yes.
And for 4 years. And my mother wasn't at all strong. And I decided to stop doing something that took me to different parts of England and away from the family.
Yes.
So I was wondering what I should do. And at that time, Miss McAdam, former warden of a settlement in Liverpool, called the Victoria Settlement,
yes,
and a great friend of Miss Eleanor Rathbone,
yes,
who could tear this up, so to speak, but it is, in case you didn't know, she was a Member of Parliament, and very well known.
Yes.
Now I've forgotten what it was, I'm sorry.
No, you were talking about how you came into social work.
Well, how I came into it, yes. Miss McAdam called on my mother and said that they were going to open a settlement near the new university.
Yes.
And she wondered whether Letty, that's me, would care to join.
Yes.
And my mother listened and said that she would be glad to tell me about it and to see what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Incidentally, she knew that I would know Miss McAdam.
Yes.
Well, I did see Miss McAdam. I liked the sound of it.
Yes.
And they said it would, she said it would take about 2 years. Mm-hmm. I think that carries you to the beginning.
Yes.
But of course I can tell you more.
Yes. But can you tell me, what was the Church Pastoral Aid Society? What did that do?
The Church Pastoral Aid Society was, I suppose people might have said, a low church society. Yes. And it supplied, it was a central organisation, but it supplied clergy and young clergy sometimes and church workers to go and work in evangelical parishes.
I see, yes.
Very often it was a woman church worker in a parish, might be in Lancashire.
Yes, yes. I mean, was it something like the Moral Welfare Association?
Oh yes, of course, I might have gone, yes.
Was it like that?
Yes, it was to a certain extent, but it was more parochial, like a parochial church worker.
Oh, I see, yes.
Because it wasn't really, didn't expect to do moral work in that sense. It did it to do Christian work.
Yes, I see.
More like that.
Uh-huh. And
And you see, it would run, sometimes it would be Sunday school, and the church worker would do, or a man would perhaps take a boys' class.
Yes, yes.
But they would be Christian people.
Yes. How did Elizabeth McAdam sort of sell the idea of the settlement to you? What did she...
Well, I think my mother knew it.
Yes.
Already. She'd been a member of the committee of the Victoria Settlement.
I see, yes.
So she knew it quite well.
Uh-huh.
But she wasn't very strong, so she didn't continue tremendously long with it. Yes, I think that could very well be true, because she was a member of the committee.
Yes.
And there was a men's committee, or boys' committee in Liverpool.
Yes.
But that was all. And this one, which was mostly mostly girls, but was young people.
Yes.
The committee. Yes. I mean the people who came to the settlement, I meant, yes, by then.
Yes. What were sort of men, women and young people.
Yes. They were the members, the people who came, yes, particularly into clubs.
Yes, yes.
While the committee were people who lived in Liverpool.
Yes, yes. So,
Who came to, yes, who would listen and manage it.
Yes. And you were interested in the idea of working there. You wanted to go there and work.
Yes, because I knew about it because I'd heard my mother talk of it.
Mm.
I don't think I'd ever been to it because, you see, for 4 years I had been working all over England. All, yes, over, no, I beg your pardon, no, all over the north of England.
Yes.
And the diocese particularly at first of Liverpool, Chester and Manchester.
Oh, I see, yes.
Later on I went to some of the other North Country ones.
Yes.
But that was merely speaking at meetings.
Yes, yes. And you say you stayed at the settlement for a couple of years, did you say?
I didn't. Because my father was dying.
I see.
We didn't know that was going to be what the situation. So I was only able to stay 1 year.
I see.
But I was allowed to, yes, take the examination.
Yes.
And I did get, yes, a top examination.
Which examination was that?
Oh, the examination is the... Well, wait a moment. Victoria Settlement. It was the university examination,
yes,
for... And university for that particular kind of examination.
Yes. Was it so social science?
It was a social science, yes.
Yes.
Entirely, yes, social science.
Yes. Do you remember any of the people from in the department at that time at Liverpool?
Well...
Was that a bit difficult?
I'm just trying to think. Yes, I do remember. I'm just trying to think what her name was. She had been appointed as the head of the well, it wasn't the settlement quite, you see, but it was the thing doing the examination, the teaching thing. It was,
yes,
really,
yes,
that was taken as it was after the war.
Yes.
Some of the people had been in the war.
Yes.
And one of them was a rather remarkable person, and one could learn quite a lot from her.
Yes.
And we had lessons, in a sense, lectures.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I could remember her name. I'm afraid I shan't, because, yes, it is a long time ago.
Yes.
Anyhow, she used to give lectures.
Yes.
And discourse and discussions and lead discussions.
Yes.
And she arranged for other people to come. Now, for instance, Liverpool is a place with docks, as you will know.
Yes. Yes.
And one of the men who gave an admirable lecture to us was an educated man who was one of the the head of a firm,
mm-hmm, yes,
and who looked after his particular firm.
Yes.
And also who lectured was a Tote Union member.
Yes.
Who,
yes,
gave an admirable lecture,
yes,
on what the sort of things that the trade unions, mm-hmm, unions dealt with.
I see. Oh.
So that's an example, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what other things we were specially taught in this. I'd give you a better idea. Yes, we were rarely taught partly by going and working at other social work places. There was a Miss Keeling,
yes,
a woman of great character, who came from Yorkshire.
Yes.
And she started the Personal Service Society of Liverpool.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And the students, several students, mm-hmm, went there as to be taught.
I see, yes.
Only by the time that... It was being filled up, rather, with quite a number of students were,
yes,
being employed. It was decided that I should go somewhere else, because there really were enough people.
Yes.
And I went to a most delightful woman, very able and delightful woman, who was concerned with mentally handicapped.
Oh, yes.
She was in charge of the mentally handicapped.
Yes.
And what I did was to go and visit where she said, go and visit.
Yes.
There is a child who is mentally handicapped. Mm-hmm. He lives in a certain road, mm-hmm. very poor road.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and I sat and talked in a rather chatty way with the mother to show, because I was interested anyhow.
Yes.
And she told me about the child, but he said, well, Missy, he's a boy, he isn't very well.
Yes.
But he didn't say that he was mentally handicapped. She wouldn't have known how to describe it, I don't think.
No, no.
And that was the sort of work I did during 2 days
mm-hmm.
a week in each term.
Yes, yes.
The next term, I did something different.
Oh, I see.
I think they all did.
Yes. How did the settlement experience fit in with all that? Was that part of your practical work, or was that you doing?
I didn't do much settlement experience because I lived at home.
Yes.
Partly because my mother was delicate.
Yes.
And it was rather a long way. I used to bicycle, I think. Mm-hmm. Rather a long way to get to mm-hmm. the university, or rather the house that we used on behalf of the university. So I didn't cover that.
Mm.
What did you say there first, before you said that about the university?
Well, you started telling me about going to the settlement where you stayed for a year after you decided to give up the church pastoral aid society because your mother was unwell and you felt you shouldn't be travelling around so much. And then you only stayed at the settlement a year, you said.
Yes, that's right.
And then you said...
my father died.
Your father, yes, and then you went to the... You did, at the same time, you were saying you were at the university.
Yes,
and you did,
I was.
Placements with someone who worked with the mentally handicapped.
Oh, yes, I can tell you more than that, which I think is the right place perhaps here to say.
Yes.
Because one term, you see, I was doing this under the direction of this other delightful social worker. And then the next term, I went, I mustn't forget it, because I remembered I liked it very much. That was the first term. Now, what was the second term? I remember the third term was summer. Shall I just tell about the third term, because it'll come back to me?
Yes.
Well, yes. I'm making me laugh for a moment about something that happened. There were three of us then attending police courts and generally learning what happened to girls, some of whom haunted the streets at night.
Yes, yes.
Or just came down sometimes just to look, hoping they might see somebody.
Mm. Yes.
But on one occasion, and the place where I learnt this and studied it with two other students was the police court, but it also was the police court mission. And there was a very wise police woman in charge of that. In fact, they were three or four police women. One of them had been in France, and one of them was an older woman. And then there was the one who was like a police patrol. They were called, I remember now, they were called police patrols.
Yes.
Some way or another, they did patrol.
Yes.
And they in the evenings, they walked up and down the street near Lime Street.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know where that is, I expect.
Yes, I think. Yes.
And take turns in that sort of thing. And they taught us about it. We had a committee at least once a week.
Yes.
And she would discuss the sort of things that happened to the girls and the sort of thing that they were trying to do.
Yes, yes.
And then in addition, during that time, we really actually went and saw some of the girls where they lived, or they got into a hole of some kind and they'd be taken to the police court, and then they'd be handed over to the police patrols, and then a student might be set to take the girl to get better clothes, or if she was a, you might say, a rather naughty girl, to take her home, and or see her actually offered the train to go to her own home. Yes. Even as one did, she just ran away.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we got to know the girls, and we got to know what their life was like.
Yes.
And Miss Cowling, that was the head of the police patrols.
Miss Culling.
Cowling.
Cowling.
C-O-W-L-I-N-G.
Yes.
She afterwards went to Bristol.
Yes.
She was very able.
Yes.
And she taught us, really, and, and she talked to us.
Yes.
But I can remember quite well taking a girl on a rather wet day, wearing my mother's Macintosh. I'll say why I said this. I went up with her to this poor part of Liverpool.
Yes.
And while the girl went to get some food, she showed me into the room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a dirty room.
Yes.
And things hadn't been put away or dealt with as they should have been.
Yes.
Then she went, I saw her off at the station to go to Manchester. But she didn't stay. I don't know what happened to her.
Yes.
Mm. So one saw different kinds of difficulties that the police patrols were dealing with.
Yes, yes.
And of course, one of the things that would be, we were listening to the, not the judge, but the, now what would we call it now? It was really kind of a magistrate who was ruling them, who was, not ruling them, but making them, no, giving them a, not a, quite a punishment, but some kind of don't remember quite these things. Yes. I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But it was that there was some thing given them because they because they behaved badly.
Yes.
It was a in no sense a punishment, but you would know the right word. I can't think of the right word now.
You mean so that he would say that they should be on probation or something like
Yes,
that?
It would be. Some of them were on probation. Yes. I think they had them. See, in those days, there weren't police people doing this sort of thing.
No.
And they weren't like probation officers.
Yes.
The people who were dealing with the girls.
Yes.
It was, that was still new.
Yes, yes.
That I do remember.
Yes. Those were the court missionaries.
You're quite right. Yes, that's right.
Yes.
They were the court missionaries. Yes, I can see them now. Oh, yes, and I remember that one. But when you said a court missionary, we arrived late.
Yes.
These three people in their 20s. And in charge of a very, very nice police court mission. This group of police court people. And after it had finished and the stipendiary had finished, the police court missionary who'd been sitting in front of us turned round and said, "Oh, Miss Baines, three such lovely girls, what have they done?" That's one thing that didn't go out of my head, you see.
Yes. So, at the end of your third term, you finished your...
Oh, there's one. May I tell you one more thing?
Yes, please.
Because it might interest you. It's rather interesting what the Liverpool people were giving these some were men.
Mm-hmm.
They were in their 20s. They weren't young, quite young things.
Yes.
Different things to do. And one of the people in our group had been in war work, in as a soldier, really.
Yes.
You know, some of them, they didn't call them soldiers, but they really acted as a soldier.
Yes.
She was a very able woman indeed.
Yes.
And she recently, she told me one evening that she just come back from speaking to a woman's prison.
Yes.
And she said, you know, you ought to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was rather interested, but I said, but what should I say?
Yes.
And she said, well, say anything, tell them stories.
Yes.
Anything you're interested in, tell them stories. So I've been brought up to read Homer, but I'd also been brought up to almost tell fairy stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, it seems to me stories of some kind is what a permanent woman's prison would be most suitable.
Yes.
So I went to Walton Prison and shivered as I came inside the locked door. And the warden, there was a probation officer, a prison officer there, and also somebody else, two people there were. And when they took you to the prison, you climbed right up, you went into the chapel.
Yes.
And you climbed right up to the pulpit.
Yes.
And you looked down on the chapel with a green curtain.
Yes.
Between the convent women and the something boys, what did they call them? They were like probation boys.
Yes.
So they were on one side, and they were boys, and the other were middle-aged women. Well, I told them stories.
Yes.
And it was quite obvious, particularly perhaps with the boys, that it meant a great deal to them to laugh.
Yes, yes.
And they all felt it was all right to learn, the women who were a very tough lot.
Mm. Mm.
They wore a kind of uniform, a print uniform.
Yes.
White aprons and probably blue print clothes.
Yes.
And caps.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is any good.
Yes, yes, keep going. Yes,
is it this sort of thing? Well, one of the stories I told was the story of the girl who was caught by the, wasn't it a serpent, and tied and fastened to a rock.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Ulysses, I think that was, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And she was tied with a rock and she cried.
Mm-hmm.
And she called out. And one of the boys copied what I said, just like she poured out, he shouted at me, you see, and I said, yes, just like that, knowing that I'd get caught if I did anything. So I said, yes, just like that, and then went straight on to the next thing.
Yes.
So, but it was...
How old were the boys?
The boys must have been about 15 or 16.
Just really young lads.
Oh, young lads, yes.
Yes.
Yes, and then, the last thing I would say about that, yes, and I said, oh, yes, just like that. That was to get myself on to the next thing. Well, then, I want to tell you something particular. I just want to get it to the right place. I hadn't thought of this, really, before. The Church Army chaplain, that's who the other person was, spoke very kindly about me and said Miss Harford was a born speaker.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I think one of the boys laughed and said, just like that, you know?
Yes.
Something like that was
was
said, I know.
Yes.
And this one of the stories I told, I wish you could remember, all I remember, it's the one where the girl or somebody was, famous story, was closed up in a box. And the boys were very interested in that. And what I said to get over it, how to describe the girl shut up in a box, I said, just like that.
Yes, yes.
Which interested them.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
That was that story. Yes. That was my particular effort at talking to prisoners.
Yes. And then, you know, at what point did you go to Dr. Bernardo's then?
Well, you see, I went there at 1919, that's quite true. And then I stopped and I was made a diploma in social studies with distinction. Two of us were made as it happens. And my father, we didn't know how long he'd live. And, oh, I know, I've got it. I said to you that I went to two places.
Yes.
I went to a third place. It was the Juvenile Employment Exchange in Liverpool.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And when we went to these places, which were study, these were to teach us how to work in social work.
Yes.
That's what these ones, that twice a week, we always went to some place.
Yes.
Well, when I went to this place in the middle of Liverpool, there, it was... They were two very nice people, a man and a woman, who were in charge, and who were, well, senior people, and two other nice people whom I was equal with, and we sat behind not a ledger, quite a ledge, but a long like that, and we sat on high chairs.
Like and a trestle table.
Yes, rather like that.
Yes.
And then the girls came in.
Yes.
And I always remember one little one, must have been just 14. "Please, miss, my mother wants me to get a job." I always remember that child.
Yes.
And the other girl, I think her sister, sullen and miserable because she'd been turned out of a school. Because she wasn't allowed some kind of some kind of money, I think.
Yes.
Because what happened was that the government had stopped a certain payment at that time.
Yes.
And so they didn't get it.
Yes.
And this girl, sullen and annoyed, and she came and asked, you know, if she could have a job. But that was the sort of thing that was happening at that time. Yes. There was a real trouble going on between the employers and the employed.
Yes, yes.
Well, then I it's quite true because, and so then I'd been given this thing because I was made a... Well, I don't know that it mattered. You just received something from the Lord Mayor, I think, because you gained this thing.
Certificate.
You won it. Distinction. Yes.
Yes.
Trouble is, I put it at the top of my cupboard somewhere. Not that I meant it for you, but I do know that I've got it, and I can't remember quite where it is. But in any case, I did get it like that.
Yes.
Well then. What was it you asked me?
About going to Dr. Bernard.
That's right. Yes, then my father died.
Yes.
And that meant that we'd got to do something. Mm. Because naturally, you know what it is with the clergy. The whole house went.
Yes.
We had to go, we had to leave.
Yes.
Back up. And my father's books... He had several thousand books.
Yes.
Were sold.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Well, as it happened, during that winter, the remarkable woman, one of the two remarkable women who'd recently become head of Bernardo's, Girls Village, what it was called, Barkingside Girls Village Homes.
Yes, yes.
Twice came to stay with us.
Yes.
We had some link with her family, I think.
Yes.
And she met me and learnt what I was doing.
Yes.
And she saw what I was going off on. She was very interested.
Mm.
Well, then I got that. Well, now, when my father died and our home was broken up, she wrote to me and asked me if I would come and work at Bernardo's.
Yes.
And I wrote back and said that My mother and sister were both going, and I could not leave them. Mm-hmm. I must stay with them.
Yes.
So then she wrote back and said, she had a remarkable Miss McNaughton, mm-hmm. the Honourable Miss McNaughton, with her too, and I think she probably added something, I don't know. But she wrote back and said, well, we are willing to invite you all to come and do take up some activity in Barnardos. Yes. I'm asking to take charge of the mentally handicapped.
Yes.
Who are the laundry girls.
Yes.
And my sister they made to work in with the lady who was in charge of the girls who was leaving to go to Canada.
Yes.
And at the same time, and my mother for a time acted as a housekeeper of the hostel to which we were invited. Actually, they hadn't had a hostel like that before, but they'd made one out of, so we were about four or five girls there.
Yes.
And a remarkable woman who was in charge of the well, she was a middle-aged woman, and she was. It was the accounts really to do with the food and various things like that. It was the accounts a good deal that she did for Miss Picton Turville. The two ladies who were in charge of the whole thing, and they were the first ones to do it because there was a man there for about 30 years.
I see. Yes.
And it was a very great change that they made.
Yes. Yes.
And by the way, the Girls' Village Homes was about, I should think, 30 or 40 cottages,
yes.
something
yes.
like that. And they had a remarkable housekeeper, known as a housekeeper, who supervised all the cottage mothers. Oh, all the mothers were called cottage mothers.
Yes.
And they would have about 20 to 30 children. I had the laundry mothers, because they were the girls that I was responsible for. But if she really had the exact responsibility, looked after the cotton, the laundry mothers.
Oh, I see.
She needed beautiful work.
Yes.
Because they were very well supervised.
Yes.
And then when we came, we settled in. We were the first people. We were four or five youngish yes. people. And we were the first people who became guides.
Mm-hmm.
And even the headmistress of the school, it was a big school,
yes.
Took on a uniform. She didn't like it at all.
Yes.
Well, we were quite amused.
Yes.
And later on, we took them under some guidance. And we took them to camp. Mm-hmm. That's another story, really. And I taught them. Taught the laundry girls, my laundry girls, at lunchtime, I took them out on the big green, which mm-hmm. is in the middle of the whole place, and taught them hockey.
Right, yes. Right.
It wasn't at all easy there.
No.
Because I had one of the girls, I was trying to help the cottage mother to keep her in order, and I wasn't very successful myself.
Yes. Was this, when you were working with the mentally handicapped girls, was that something to do with you having had that placement on your course when you visited families where there was a mentally handicapped child? Was that sort of continuing interest of yours?
You see, that was the only time I really had it.
Yes.
So I don't think I thought a great deal about it.
No, it's just coincidence.
It was rather coincidence.
Yes.
I did see various ones, but they weren't, didn't stand out.
No.
And so, I disappointed, actually, that very nice woman I told you that I worked under.
Was that Dame Evelyn Fox?
I beg your pardon?
Was her name Dame Evelyn Fox?
Oh, I knew Dame Evelyn, yes.
Was it?
Yes, I knew her, but that she wasn't that.
No.
No, I knew her in London.
Yes.
Now, wait a moment, how did I know her so well in London? Oh, much later. when I joined the National Council of Social Service.
I see. Yes.
And I worked with her. I think I did. I knew yes. Dame Evelyn. Yes, she wasn't a dame then.
No, we'll come on to that later, yes.
Yes, that, that was later. I was 3 or 4 years at Bernardo's.
Yes, yes.
And my sister, who was asked, first they asked me and then they asked my sister to take a party of girls out to Australia.
Yes.
And what's more, the little brownies.
Yes.
They took them.
Yes.
And my sister told me quite a lot about it finally.
Yes.
And.
Do you mean to settle or for a holiday?
To settle.
Yes.
Not for a holiday. No, to settle. Yes. And the boat that took them, they had. I just saw it because. Oh, yes, because I was being. You must tell me to stop if I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. I left after, I think it was 4 years, and put in for a job that was advertised at Chesterfield.
I see, yes.
To be a social worker at that.
Uh-huh. Yes.
There was only one, I think, I'm not sure even she was actually a proper social worker. And later on, now, just a moment. Yes. There was something I especially want to tell you about this. Oh, yes, I've got it. I went up to Chesterfield to be interviewed.
Yes.
With Miss Violet Markham in the chair, I think.
Yes.
Who was a remarkable person indeed. And who owned the settlement there.
Yes. Was the social worker employed by the settlement?
No. Employed by the city, by the local authority.
Really? Yes. Gosh.
It was the first, I was the first one to be employed by a local authority.
Yes, yes.
Like that. And I lived for a time, actually, in the settlement there.
Yes. So can you remember what year we're talking about?
Oh, yes, now? I suppose I could. Wait a moment, and I'll try and get it. I was trying to think of the time. I'd just like to finish, though.
Yes, please.
When I was appointed to the distress and annoyance of a rather clever woman who was with me, interviewed along with me, I said to the town clerk, who was a very nice man, I would want to go as soon as possible. I was ready to be interviewed. And he said, yes, I don't know that I can stay, I said. But he said, you know, really, it's very important. I said, you see, my sister is going to Australia.
Mm.
Anyhow, he persuaded me. And then I got it, you see. And but they didn't mind my leaving and coming back about a month later, I think.
I see.
And so I slept in a hotel that night and got up 5 o'clock in the morning, got myself down to the docks and to where the boat was that my sister was going.
Yes.
And just to show you what Bernardo's is like in a way, these little things dressed up in brown were all. Yes, all dressed, and they were all going out to Australia, and they had a lovely game the day before they left. They had a rare children's game, and they were in their uniform. And when I managed to get to the boat, and was told to go right down to below, this little thing, about 8 or 9, rushed up to me and said, "Oh, Captain, I've found my ribbon." Because she had lost her ribbon and I tried to find her, find it.
Yes.
So that, and my sister in the meantime was in the dark, was giving them hot tea.
Gosh.
And oh dear, the ship gave a lurch.
Yes.
And the children were hurt.
Really?
I don't say frightfully badly. And what's more, my sister was hurt.
Yes.
Because the tea went over her leg.
Yes.
And she spent the first week with her foot put on the biscuit tin.
Yes.
And the steward coming to give her something.
Yes.
But the doctor didn't bother at all.
Yes. Goodness.
And with the need of the children, and then you see it was very rough in the Bay of Biscay.
Yes.
And there were cottage mothers that had come with them, the children.
Yes.
And they were sick.
Yes.
So my sister was asked to come down because it was so badly needed. And then, as well as the children, the little children, she found that she'd got the service girls, yes, who were going out, not going to stay at the first part of Australia, Perth. Not they were going right on to the other side.
Yes.
And these girls, though, had all been in service.
Yes.
And one of the things my sister said after, of course, I certainly found I had to do something to teach them.
Yes.
Because there were the dreadnought boys there, there were the young lads,
yes,
there. And of course they were very interested in the girls.
Yes.
So I had to find that there were the girls something to do.
Yes.
So and she did teach them to do quite a lot with things like the part of writing. Mm-hmm. She did a lot of teaching really without their knowing quite what was happening. Mm. Well, then, when they got to North Australia, I can't think of the name of the... is it awful? I don't think it was Perth that they arrived at, quite. Well, anyhow, the service girls, who were about 17 or 18, yes, went on to the other side of Australia. And my sister took these children up to... passed through Perth.
Yes.
And, what's the name of the place where they was... they were all. There were a party already living in this, like a camp, really.
Oh,
I suppose with the map I could see it, and the man who was in charge of it was, well, you probably would know. I can without. I'll get his name in a minute.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Fairbridge. Fairbridge Farm Schools. That's what it's called.
Yes.
I don't know if you knew it. But that's what it was, Fairbridge Farm Schools. And he was a very interesting man. My sister learnt his life, really. Mm. And he went to Africa and thought that he would work there amongst the natives. And came to the conclusion it wasn't going to be any good. So he went up to Oxford.
Yes.
And... now, what was it he gave up? That he, because it was... oh, yes. He learnt how to play games like football. Mm. You know, not things of that kind.
Mm. Mm.
Because they would make it easier for people to be interested in him.
Yes.
Because he wanted the people whom he met to understand what he was going to do.
Yes.
You see, because he was learning himself so that he could go to Australia,
yes,
and help children.
Yes, yes.
He must have been a wonderful man, really.
Mm, yes.
Well, anyhow, he asked my sister, when they got to the Fairbridge Farm Schools, he asked my sister to stay on,
mm-hmm,
because they didn't know very much about what the school was like.
Yes. Yes.
So she did stay on, and I think she probably taught them guides.
Yes.
Well, then she couldn't stay forever, of course.
No.
So she went back to England via India, sleeping merely on the boat, which was not very comfortable.
No.
Anyhow, and then she went, but Miss Picton Turbeville was very fond of Honoria, I think. Miss Picton Turbeville. She was one of the governors. You know, I told you there were two governors.
Yes.
Miss MacNaughton and Miss Picton Turbeville. She was a very remarkable woman, tall, commanding woman.
Yes.
A big old one.
So did you say Picton
Turbeville? Turbeville. T-U-R-B-E-R-V-I-L-L. She came from South Wales. Well, at least not awfully far from Cardiff and that.
Yes.
But they were gentlefolk, you know, both of them. And they had spent the war at a great big factory, running it, running it for the girls.
Yes.
Factory girls. They were factory girls, and they took charge of them.
Goodness, yes.
They were remarkable people.
Yes.
We had a church in Barnardo's.
Yes.
But I don't think our governors were frightfully keen about him.
Yes.
I think he was rather... yes, he wasn't frightfully exciting. And... he liked talking to us.
Sorry,
He liked talking.
Yes, I didn't quite catch what you said before that. You said we had a something.
A clergyman.
Clergyman.
Yes.
Yes.
A clergyman.
Yes.
Oh yes, he'd taken orders, and he was the vicar.
Yes. Yes.
But I don't think our governors really found him very interesting. Yes. I don't suppose he really was. Mm. And but he found my sister and me interesting because we've had a father who was a vicar.
Yes.
And I don't think Miss Picton-Turville thought a lot of him. But in any case, that was just one of the things.
Yes, yes. So then you went to
And I, would, I don't know if it is important that you should know this, and perhaps it's not wise to say it, but I know you won't say more if it doesn't seem wise. Bernardo's had appointed an ex-admiral with his family who got a very nice house in the grounds.
Yes.
Took away the house, actually, from some of the staff, but they all lived there. But he worked in London. He got his office in London.
Mm-hmm.
But they came to church every single Sunday.
Yes.
And it wasn't very easy for our governors, you see, because he was interested in it all, and he really had no business for it. Yes. He was really working for the headquarters. But he was we knew him because he'd been the officer commanding in Liverpool.
Oh, yes.
And they had six children, I think. Three boys and two girls or something like that. And we all used to go and play badminton once a week.
Yes.
People all around us, you know, in a school, a church school or something or other like that.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't actually a school now, I come to think of it, but it was a place where you could play games anyhow. And but I don't think Admiral Stourman went to anything then.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something awfully nice about him. But of course, it's very difficult when he chose to come and live at the Bernardo's homes.
Yes.
And then afterwards, his daughter went to be a missionary. I met her.
Yes.
She's still alive, I think.
Yes.